We are learning Masechta Sukkah Daf Nun Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud Nun Amud Beis. Itmar, Rav Yehuda, Rav Eina, Chad Tani She'eva. One of them is Geres the Mishtah She'eva, the Chol of She'eva, the flute of She'eva. V'Chad Tani Chashuva. The Ger says Chashuva. Amma Zutra, Man Tani She'eva Le Mishtavish. The one who is Geres in the Mishtah Loshen She'eva, that's not a mistake. Uman Tani Chashuva Le Mishtavish. And the one who says Chashuva is also not a mistake. The one who is Geres She'eva, it's not a mistake that it says in the Pasuk, U'sha'aftem mayim b'sosoin. It says in the Pasuk, U'sha'aftem mayim b'sosoin. You should draw water b'sosoin. So we see the Lashon Sha'aftem together with Sosoin, therefore it's called She'eva because the Simcha is because you're drawing water. It still has to do with Nisach HaMayim. What's Lashon Chashuva? Domar Rav Nachman mitzvah Chashuvihi. The mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim is chashuv since the days of Sheish Meir Bereishis, because that's where the, like Rashi explains, the shisim when Nivru were created, Sheish Meir Bereishis, the shisim that were underground, that was makabel in the Sachem, that was from Sheish Meir Bereishis. So therefore, it's a mitzvah chashuva, and that's why we called it the Simchas Beis HaChashuva. The Simchas Chashuva, because it was chashuv Meir Bereishis. As Masha asks, that in Cain, every day you should make Simchas Beis She'eva because you had Nisach HaYayin. Nisach HaYayin went to the Shishim also. And the Shishim were created from Sheish Meir Bereishis, so it's Chashuvah. So why dafka Nisach HaMayim? You should do Nisach HaYayin also. Nisach HaYayin also should make the Simcha because it's the same thing. It's also a Sheish Meir Bereishis, Masha asks. And Masha answers to this question. He says, "V'chol HaShana Nam Yehoyim Naschen Yayin V'Shishim Alolu V'Yesh L'Chavim B'Zeh." The main purpose of the creation, that only Nisach HaMayim. Why? Because that is when the world is Nidan al HaMayim, and therefore that was the reason why these Shishim were created. Chol is doiche Shabbos. The Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Chol is doiche Shabbos. See what it's talking about. It's not talking. We'll see if it's talking about Simchas Beis She'eva or everyday Yom Tov or everyday Shabbos. We'll see. Hachol doiche Shabbos. The Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda. Chaverim af Yom Tov ain't doiche. Not only is it not doiche Shabbos, it's not doiche Yom Tov, which is more cool because it's only alive. It's not even doiche Yom Tov. So where is this machlokes? Om Rabbi Yisrael. Machlokes b'shir shel karbon. The machlokes is by the shear of the carbon every day, including Shabbos Yontif, they had a shear. And the Levium, Meshach the carbon, sang shirais, they sang songs, and they also played music. So that has been a Machlokes. What about on Shabbos? Did they play music or not? Machlokes b'shir shal carbon. The Rav Yosi saw an ikka shira b'kli. Rav Yosi holds the ikka shira on the Kabbonis was with a kli, with music. They did it with music. And therefore it's avodah. V'doicha es Shabbos. Therefore, it's avoda, and avoda is veicha Shabbos, because we say in Shvus Mikdash, we said, and it's even more here. It could be the raisa, this din. We'll see. Learn from Sukkim. Could be the raisa, the music. So it's mamish part and parcel of the carbon. So it's pashid. It's doicha Shabbos. Now, why do we pick the chol? Like it's a shtickle of a question. Rashi speaks out. They only use the chol actually 12 days a year. The rest of the year, they all used the other instruments, but not the flute. The flute was only used 12 times a year. So why, dafka, are we arguing by the chol? It's really a question, every day the carbon, did you play music or not? So the Maram explains that there might be a bigger chiddush for chol. Either pshat is like this, that it's a bigger chash that you're going to fix the chol on those 12 days, because those 12 days, since you had extra instruments, it was much more of a thing that day. So then it would be a bigger chash, the kamash one still doy chashavis. Or maybe only that day was Deicha Shabbos, because we see you had to play the Chol, so it was more Chashuv a din of Shira that day, of Shira of a Kli, Ayin Shom. But like upon him, the Machlokes is, B'shas Avoida of the Karbonis, are you allowed to play music? The basis of Ika Shira B'Kli V'Avoida of Deicha Shabbos, Avonim Savri, Ika Shira Peh. The main Shira is B'Peh. And the whole music while you play is only a compliment to the pair, but it's not the ikka thing. But lav avaydi, it's not avaydi. Ain't derech Shabbos, not derech Shabbos. So that's the machlokes. Avashir shel she'eva, like our Mishnah says, avashir shel she'eva, divrei akol simchi ve'in derech Shabbos. Avashir shel she'eva, both Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham agree, according to Rabbi Yosef, that it's not doicha es Shabbos. It's not doicha Shabbos because it's only there for Simcha. And the way Rashi explains, Rashi says, "Dibra kosuk chaser ve'ena minat tayra." It's not minat tayra to play music. El lechavas hamitzus ledoicha Shabbos. And the Brisker Rav's medayik from Rashi that if it would be minat tayra, so then you would be doicha Shabbos. Why? Because the Brisker Rav says that Rashi explains that the besuchas v'sheiva was b'shum nisach hamayim. So therefore, if it would be a din to play music, then it would be a tzarech carbon, because nisach hamayim is a carbon. It would be called tzarech carbon. It would be deicha shabbos. But lemaisa, since Rashi is not deichem, it's not mitzvah tayra, and it's also just lechav v'sa mitzvah. It's not part of the mitzvah. Therefore, it is kuliyama according to Rav Yosef, not deicha shabbos. So the machlokes is by shear of a carbon. Could you play music with shas the carbon? The Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda says it's daicha because ikashira bekli. Rabban holds it's you can't because ikashira bepeh. That's the machlokes. So Rabbi Yisrael, no amir lo b'halchi pligi. How do I know that Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda's shita is the ikashira bekli, and that is why it's daicha, and that's the reason why it's daicha shabbat. So the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa, kli sharis also shall eat. Are you allowed to make kli sharis out of wood? We know kli sharis is usually metal. It's either gold or silver or nechoshes or copper. Are you allowed to make klisharas out of eights? So Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe says, no, you cannot make klisharas out of wood. Rebbe says, Paisel, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda Machshir, Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda, same Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda before, he holds kosher. Now what? My love, Zuck Rebbe Yisrael, aren't they arguing? Rebbe Yisrael Yehuda holds kosher, Sava Ikashira Bekli, he holds Ikashira as Bekli. And we know that Yafinu Mabu the Moshe, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, the but in Bishas, the Mishka, when they played the music, they had a flute made out of wood. And they had a flute made out of wood, and ikashira b'kli, so it means that's a kli sharis. If it's a kli sharis, you learn how to kli sharis. So you see that you could have a kli sharis out of wood, because you see the flute was made out of wood. And Rebbe holds pasul, man the pasul, so ikashira b'peh, so it's not a kli sharis. So Rav Yosef says, you see here, that Rav Yosef Rabbi Yehuda holds ikashira b'kli, and Rebbe argues that's probably the machlokes before by Chalal also if it's Doicha Shabbos. So Rebbe Yehuda holds Doicha Shabbos, why Ikashir Bekli? But Chamol it's not because Ikashir Bepeh. So Rav Yosef says that's my Makar. Zok the Gemara, no, it's not a Makar because you don't, it's not Muchach to learn that's the machlokes. If Klishar says, hey, it's not Muchach that machlokes is Ikashir Bekli or Ikashir Bepeh. So the Kuliyam Ikashir Bekli. You could say really Lekuliyama Ikashir Bekli, which means you have to use music. By the carbon. And that's why it's Doicha Shabbos, maybe. But here, what's the machlekes? Bahacha, but done in Efshem Shi'efshem. The shaila is, could I learn out from the klisharis of a flute to other klisharis? Because the Gemara says in Erechin that if you make a flute out of gold, it would not be so sweet. It was a special sweet sound that came out of his wooden flute. It had to be dafka wood. But you can't learn out other klisharis, don't have to be wood. So ain't done efshir she'efshir. You can't learn out a klisharis from the flute, which had to be wood. Man, the machshava done efshir she'efshir. One holds kasha holds. You do learn out efshir she'efshir. Lemaisa, you have a klisharis of wood. Man, the pasul shava loy done efshir she'efshir. You don't learn out efshir she'efshir. That could be one pshat machlekes. Not a machlekes of ikashir bekli or ikashir peh. This is the machlekes. Bad boy, you say. Another way you can learn machlekes. The kuliyam ikashir peh. Maybe everyone agrees ikashir peh. And even if you hold maybe Ikashir Bekli, maybe everyone holds Eindon Efshir She'efshir. So what's the machloikis if Kli Sharis could be eights? It's nothing to do with the flute. The machloikis is, do you say Klal Prat Klal by Menorah, or you say Ribui Miyat the Ribui by Menorah? What's a Klal Prat Klal? What's a Ribui Miyat the Ribui? So I'll explain the outside first. Klal Prat Klal works like this. If you have a klal, that means it says a general thing about how to make something. Then it says a prat. It says a specific. So halacha is, ein b'chlal el masha prat. It's only what's the prat. You don't want anything else. You can't, nothing else besides the prat. When it comes to klal afterwards, it's marba, anything that's similar to the prat. But if you use the same type of psukim, but you do a different drasha called ribuy miyat ribuy, what happens like this. You have a ribuy miyat. The miyat doesn't say that you only have that type. Miyat just says it has to be similar to the prat, similar to the specific. And then when you get the ribui afterwards, it's marba everything. It doesn't have to be so similar to the prat. It's only a miyat one thing. That's what you have the miyat for. That's the difference between the klal prat and the klal. Klal prat and the klal gets you much less than ribui miyat the ribui. So the machloikis is, in the parasha of Menaira, do you dash in Kal Prat the Klal or Ribuy Umi at the Ribuy? And the Gemara explains. Rabbi Doros Kal Prat. Rabbi holds that the Kliyat is possible, he dash in Kal Prat. Rabbi Yesi, Rabbi Huda Doros Ribuy Umi at. The Gemara says, Rabbi Doros Kal Prat, it says in the Pasik, Vasisa Menairas. And that's a Klal. Make a Menaira. Any way you make it. Then it says Zav Tahar Prat. That's specific. Mikshati Asa Menaira. Chaz of a Klal. That's a Klal. It's again a general term. Don't say Zav. Klal. So when instead of Menaira meant everything. Zav said only Zav. Then when it comes to Klal, it only is Marba things that are similar to Zav. Chaz of a Klal. Klal Prat the Klal. You have done Elke in a Prat. When you make Klal Prat the Klal has to be similar to the Prat, similar to the specific. Ma prat mafurush shamatachas, just like the prat is metal, afkol shamatachas, everything has to be metal and it cannot be wood. That's the sheet of Rebbe, because the cloud prat the cloud says it has to be similar to the prat. Reis v'hudah daros ribuy umiyet or ribuy. What does it mean? Sisa menayras ribuy. That marba everything. Zav tar miyet. Zav tar is a mayit, but like we said, when you have a miyet, a ribuy miyet, it's still everything metal will be kosher at this point. Just have to be similar to zav. That has to be metal. Mikshutos v'ara chaz riba, it's marba again. Riba miyat, riba hakal. It's marba everything. My rabbi, kol mili, everything. And what's the miyat for? Ma miyat shacharis. The only thing miyat is the most mustavadig thing, which is the least chashiv, which is charis. That's the thing in miyat. But eitz v'ri kasha. So that's pshat machlekes. According to Rabbi, he holds klal brach the klal, therefore eitz is not a good for klisharis. Because you see by Menaira, eitz is no good. And Eid Menaira is a regular classic Kli Sharas. Masha Enke and Reis Rehuda, he holds Ludash and Riba Miyat Riba. And therefore you see, you can even make a Menaira out of eights. And therefore you see that Kli Sharas could be out of eights. So it's not a Muchach from there. It's Machlaikas Ikashir Bekli, Ikashir Bepeh. The Machlaikas of Kli Sharas eights is really this Machlaikas of Riba Miyat Riba, Klal Prat Klal. But at the end of the day, Rabbi Yisrael still learns his sheet is that the whole machlekes by Cholol of his Deicha Shabbos is dafka by Avoida. But Simchat Beis Sheva, according to Rabbi Yisrael, it is not Deicha Shabbos Yontif.